Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. This is episode 264 of The Big Show. Thank you, as ever, for tuning in. I very, very much appreciate it. I have a different show than usual for you today. I'm going to talk about a topic that isn't really something I talk about very much, and at least in part because it's not my core area of expertise. However, it is something that a lot of people are talking about, and that is the economy. And where we're going to be in 2020. That is, are we going to have to deal with the dreaded R word, a recession? And I'm going to start by saying, I don't know, right? So I want to be really clear. I don't have a great answer to this, and I'm not going to make any bold predictions. What I am going to talk about is how you as a marketer, you as a marketing professional, you as a digital marketer in particular, can deal with whatever happens next year. And there's a reason that that's really important. Because at least from what I'm hearing, from what I'm reading, you know, I've been talking to some really smart people, some economists from the conference board where I do some work, CEOs of some really, really successful companies, and people who pay attention to this every single day. And the reality is the signals out there are tremendously mixed. You know, there are people who will tell you, we will not have a recession. There are people who will tell you, we absolutely will have a recession. And there are people who will tell you, well, we're in a recession today, but not in a major way. And I want to start with that. There are definitely markets, both here in the United States and internationally, that are either in recession or feeling recessionary pressure right now. There are industries, such as manufacturing, that are also either feeling recessionary pressures or are in a recession right now. So if your customers are in those markets, again, either here in the States or anywhere else in the world, or are in those industries, you know, if the people you're selling to spend their day there, then it doesn't matter what the broader economy does. You're dealing with people in a recession right now. And at some point, the whole economy is likely to go into a recession, even if it doesn't happen in 2020. We're in the midst of the longest growth economy in history. We're going on 11 years right now. So it's certainly a case of not if we go into recession, but when. It may not be 2020, it may not be 2021, it may not be 2022, but at some point, you will have to deal with a recession in your career. So it doesn't matter if it happens next year, if you don't know what to do about it today. I have had the great fortune in my career of, I started my career in the midst of the recession in 1991. I obviously was working pretty seriously in industry in 2001 when we had a recession. And of course, very much in the leadership position in my career in 2008 when we had a, you know, the great recession. So I have been fortunate, I guess, to have been through this three times in my career in a pretty significant way. And it really doesn't matter what happens next year or the year after, you have to know how to respond. So, you know, I'll share a couple of things that I've heard from people that I think are interesting, that I think are, you know, worth being aware. You know, I told you I'm not going to make any bold predictions. And one of the reasons is almost everybody I've talked to doesn't have tons of confidence in their predictions. You know, many people will say, you know, it's okay. The economy is going to be fine. You know, it'll be okie dokie. You know, we'll see modest growth. One thing that certainly seems to be true is that if we don't have a recession next year, we probably will see slowing growth regardless, and you may have to deal with a slowing economy even if it's not an actual recession. But it does seem that people are pretty cautious about what they're saying. Now, the upside is a slower economy probably won't fall into recession, according to a bunch of economists who I've been talking to and have been listening to, because it doesn't have far to fall. You know, the analogy that I've kind of been using in my head is if you've ever seen a toddler or a small child who's first learning to walk, you know, they're very wobbly and it doesn't take a lot for them to fall down, right? It doesn't take much for them to fall off balance. The flip side of that is that they don't tend to fall far. And if they do fall, they're able to get back up pretty quickly. So the one thing I have heard people say who are pretty convinced that there will be a recession is that if there is one, it will likely be short and it will likely be, you know, not terribly deep, not terribly impactful in the way that we saw, certainly nothing like we saw in 2008, but probably not even like we saw in 2001. And of course, I have to use the caveat that obviously if something happens that we're not sure about, you know, if we have a war or the trade war deepens or, you know, what economists like to call exogenous events and what, you know, the cool kids call black swans, you know, those things that you cannot predict because they're so far outside the models. But, you know, terrorism, huge weather events or natural disaster events, political instability, wars, things like that can obviously do all kinds of things to the economy, but you can't really predict any of those in any real way. So don't worry about those. I mean, that could happen. But if those happen, we probably have bigger problems than what's going on with the economy. So all of the things I'm talking about assume none of those things happen. Now, assume we have an economic downturn or serious slowing, whatever it is. What do you do about it? What do you as a marketer do about it? And I want to start by saying, let's talk about what you don't do. I have said many, many times that what you want to avoid is starting the race to zero. You want to start by, you want to avoid getting involved in just trying to cut prices to compete because it's not a winning strategy. I'm going to link to a post I wrote some time ago that talks about this, but it usually starts the same way. You experience soft business results. You know, you have a bad month, you have a bad quarter, whatever. Something bad happens. So you cut prices to try to attract attention to your brand, to your business. What happens then is you cut service or you have to cut service or marketing to pay for that lower price, right? You can't charge less and, you know, expect to deliver the same service or expect to market the same without taking huge hits in your profitability. If you're lucky, you see some brief uptick in short-term sales. You know, usually these days you don't, right? In the old days, you got away with this because you could lower your prices and people weren't aware of it except for the people who you informed. These days, your competitors can see your prices as easily as your customers can online. And so usually you don't actually get the benefit. But let's pretend you do get the benefit. Your competitors see that you've lowered your prices. So they drop theirs, they offer launch a sale, a discount, whatever, and it eats into your short-lived and probably non-existent advantage. All of this shifts expectations of customers of what your product is worth, which makes it harder to raise your prices later. And also, because you've had to cut service or cut, you know, your marketing, the experience that they get suffers. And this becomes a self self-defeating principle, a self-defeating practice, because it leads to softer business results, and then it turns into a vicious cycle. It just keeps going on and on and on. So what you don't want to do is you do not want to run the race to zero. Instead, you want to think about it completely differently. My friend Robert Cole was at a conference this past week, and he said that the current CEO of a company called T-Core Hotel Partners, Tom Corcoran, was commenting on uncertainty around who will be elected president, and he exclaimed, "I don't give a *T." Because he said that companies need to deal with whatever the government throws at them and focus on their business. And the same is true of the economy. You have to deal with whatever the realities are. And what you ought to want to do is you really want to make a recession, if one exists, your competitor's problem. You want to use it as a time to steal share. So you want to invest in your marketing, but you want to do it wisely. You know, companies often use recessionary periods, and I hate this phrase, but to do something they like to refer to as, quote, trim dead wood. You know, that is, they eliminate underperformers among their personnel, right? You're not really downsizing. You're really saying, okay, let's find people who are underperformers, or let's find areas that are underperformers, and let's, you know, or where there's not growth opportunities, and let's go ahead and cut that. And obviously, it's a shame when you do it with people, but why don't you do it with, you know, product lines or marketing programs or content that aren't doing what they should be for your company, for your business? You want to use this as an opportunity to put, I keep using wood as an analogy here, but to put more wood behind fewer arrows. Where are the places where you can outcompete your competitors? Where are the places where your customers still need help? And how can you invest in those areas during a downturn to steal share from your competitors? Because the reality is, you know, there's the old expression that tough times never last, but tough people do. And that's what a downturn kind of shows. It's an opportunity for you to get better at what you do and to learn from, take the learnings you have from the good times and from any past mistakes you've made and say, hey, we're going to focus on the areas that are most beneficial to our company and, more importantly, most beneficial to our customers. Because if you're facing a tough economy, your customers are too. So how can you help them during a downturn and use that to drive business to your business? And if you can do that, then it really doesn't matter whether the economy is weak or the economy is strong. You're going to find yourself in a much better position at the end in any case. So will there be a recession in 2020? No idea. If there is one, it's likely to be short and it's likely to be shallow. But if it's not short or it's not shallow or there isn't one, but there is in the industry you have to deal with, it sort of all amounts to the same thing. You have to deal with the reality such as it is. And the best way to do that is make it your competition's problem by focusing on doing what's right for your customers and stealing share. And if you can do that, you're going to win regardless of what happens next year, the year after, or the year after that. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 264. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And while you're there, I'd very much appreciate it if you could provide us a positive rating or review. That helps other people find us, and it makes it really beneficial for our podcast overall. It would mean a ton to me. I really appreciate it if you could do that. You can also find Thinks Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. Or, of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. As ever, I'd like to thank our sponsor. Thinks Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment focuses on AI-driven content discovery and site search analytics to unlock revenue for your business. You can learn more about how to improve your content, increase your customer satisfaction, and make your search smarter by going to solosegment.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and I'll look forward to speaking with you here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, as ever, please be well, be safe, and take care, everybody.